And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys, and it's the Grillin' Guys Jibber Jabber Network today, man. We are all over the map. We are all over the map, but why change now? We're on a roll, right?
We have Brad Enzing from Garrett's Appliance with us, too, by the way. Don't forget to mention our great sponsor over there. And Brad's the face for radio that they bring in, and I think you do some TV with them, and... gosh, I don't know. You're a busy fella.
I am a very busy guy, but this is always my favorite one to come to. Normally, there's a beer here or something to drink.
I'm so and sorry. We need some more beer sponsors.
We're right. We do. So during the break, we were talking about the different aspects of tuning up your backyard, creating a little grilling / kitchen space. And I said, well, guys, you can't forget you need a bar in your backyard too, right? Because cooking generally takes time. It's not an instant thing. I don't have a microwave outside. I'm doing grills and smokers. It's going to take me a while. So you got to have a place to sit, right? And so I made a little 8-foot bar, nothing special, all out of womanized, but I decorated it on the front with galvanized, corrugated galvanized. There's two panels, and then in the center, I kind of stumbled on this piece of art that it's carved out of wood. It's the Lower Peninsula of Michigan. Hmm. And I mounted it on a piece of plywood and painted the plywood blue and then stuck it as the middle panel on my bar. And it looks like water around, you know, hey, man, that's as artistic as I get. But it turned out good. And last night, I was standing at Menards.
Are you still telling everybody you built it?
What? Yeah, right. I've been like the chief customer at Menards for the last 2 months while you're building one of these things. You got to go get some of this and some of that and some of this. Well, I'm standing at the checkout line, and they've got LED lights for $10, a little strip of them that's 8 foot long. My bar happens to be 8 foot. I'm up under the top arm rail. Last night, I mounted some LED lights, and they plug into a USB. Super easy. I got electric on both ends of my bar, so just plug the USB in, but it's got a remote with it. Mm-hmm. And there's like 9 different colors and different modes, and it'll flash and blink.
Until you lose it.
Right, yeah. So
you better tape that remote to
right, yeah.
Put a chain on it.
Exactly. But anyway, it's coming along, but you got to have a bar. And my only tip on bar making is I have a bigger than a dorm fridge. It's half height, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever those, there's probably a name for those.
Yeah, we call them dorm fridge, college fridge.
Yep, right. Not the little cube, but the taller one. I mounted that on the countertop height and enclosed it because I can't stand getting on one knee and digging in the back of my refrigerator for the last beer. So mine's at waist high up. It's all right in front of you. You open the door and bang, everything is right there.
And I was just going to ask you if you put a fridge out there. I figured you would. The one thing, again, people need to be careful of, making sure they get an outdoor rated refrigerator, keeps the critters out. They wrap the whole body in stainless steel, especially if rain's going to be falling down on those things. There is a difference in ones you can get out there.
What brand are you guys selling those?
I have Outdoor, Uline, Marvell, DCS.
Marvell still made in Michigan?
They are, still in Greenville.
Yeah,
got bought out by the same company that owns Uline,
yes.
So it's the same parent company now. But we have one Coyote, too, at a little bit lower price point for an outdoor stainless steel. It is not ugly.
Right.
It's beautiful. Not Bob beautiful, Job beautiful.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, is that better?
Yeah. I'm going to shake my head and say yes, absolutely.
He's using a pigeon wage.
Yeah. So anyway, but refrigerate. I stayed away from water. I got electric. I got gas, and I've got lighting, right?
Yep.
And then the refrigeration. But I stayed away from water. I'm only 10 steps from the house where the bar is. So.
And that's another consideration. If you're building an outdoor kitchen, do you want to run water there, or do you just, like mine's right down from a spigot. I think I've got some irrigation going to the grapevines from it. So I think I'm just going to put a third tap on it and run a little seasonal hose over and put a little temporary sink up. But you can get too elaborate. Now, there's something else to consider. Are you doing yours on wood or are you doing yours on the ground? Well, mine's going to go right where it's already started, on the ground with big slate flagstone under it. The reason I like that is because I'm using a lot of charcoal and a deep fryer. And I don't know, charcoal on a wooden deck is just so risky. We've had incidents in the past. I've got some great charcoal stories from Jop's smoker, the coal going down the boot that one year. I mean, that stuff will hurt you, yeah. And it'll burn your now, house down.
How close are you to your pool from your grilling area?
Oh,
there?
A long way.
I'm 6 feet.
Okay, so a ground one would be great for your situation because you got a foot washer offer too.
Well, I do have a gas line back by the pool that I put in, but I don't see myself ever putting a grill back there because it's quite a trek.
Yeah.
It's on the back end, yeah. And I don't know. We're generally cooking all the food in the kitchen and on the deck. And
now, did you guys do wood countertops then there? Or are you thinking of like poured concrete or
stainless
steel?
I did wood because of the simplicity of it. Mm-hmm. The cutout around the big green egg. And then I went and bought one of these, what they call live edge slabs. You see the guys that are selling them. They're big 2-inch thick slabs. That's my bar top, the 40-inch high piece. And then I just went and bought a laminate countertop for the lower part so that it was easily to wipe off, because I think a lot of the wet was going to be there, and it was just easier for me to do that than
chicken juice sticking in everything.
A lot of my prep's going to happen on that bar top, and then take the food over to the grills, which is 3 feet from the edge of the bar. So there again, that's something you got to plan for, because if you're prepping food, you're going to have spillage. It just happens, whether it drips off a cutting board or whatever it is. Put that in a place where it's easily cleaned. You can take your wipes, sanitize, and move on. If it's wood, it's going to absorb anything that gets on it eventually. I mean, you can protect wood, but at the end of the day, you want that in a place where it's easily cleaned, and that's why I went with the laminate. Mm-hmm. And it was easy. I bought an 8-foot countertop chunk. The hardest thing to do was put the end caps on to make them look good. Yes, I broke one putting it on, so you had to go buy another.
It's rather brittle.
So another thing to consider on this is, are you going to have a winter mode? Like for mine, I'll be using it all winter long. So things to think about when you're getting your area set up is, are you going to use it year-round? Like for Jops, probably won't be using it in the winter much because it's right next to the pool. You'll have a pool cover on, and it gets, I don't know, you might or might not.
And it's covered, so that'll give me a little bit of an advantage. But again, my grills, the back of them are north-facing, right? So if I'm getting a north wind, it might be a little chilly out there, but I do have a couple posts that I could hang a sheet from to block the wind
if
I wanted to.
It's always nice to just grab an extra Weber or something from Garrett's and have one in the garage that you can roll
wheel
up.
Out. Absolutely.
Yeah, my pellet grill does that. I didn't incorporate the pellet grill in this. I just didn't have room. But the pellet grill's on wheels and it needs electricity. I just wheel it out of the garage and use it. Honestly, I use that at least once a week.
Did you get that, Garrett?
What?
Oh, no, I gave you that too, didn't I?
See, I tell you.
I think we need to become better friends. Is what I think.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever got anything new from Bob, but I've got some really good used stuff though.
Ouch! Let's start.
He even sold that stuff for a while.
Let's talk Dutch ovens forever.
Oh man! All right, I'm getting the cut it off sign from Trevor. So, man laws next, and we'll stop this nonsense in about 5 more minutes. Stick with us; we'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Joe from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Today's Man Law, 91, much shorter than last week's.
Thank God.
Every man should smoke at least one premium cigar in his life. Not any Swisher Sweets crap or anything like that. I mean a Cohiba, Monte Cristo, something like that. Cademayo.
Right.
Something really good. That you have to do. And I know Brad will agree on that too because...
White Owl, that's considered a premium brand.
Right.
Odin.
You don't see those that often.
No, right.
That's what my old man used to do. That and the Swisher Sweets or Backwoods or whatever.
Right,
it was
yeah,
called.
Right.
No, I still
Oh, the Backwoods
some.
Were the natural wrapper ones with the rough ends on them. They didn't have tips, right?
Yeah. No tips. You got it. No, I've still got a handful of Cubans in my my humidor down by my my bourbon bar. So
yeah, I was just in Florida. Unfortunately, my brother passed away, and I was down there with him while he was in hospice. And he was my cigar buddy. And my father-in-law was my other one, and he passed away. So I had only had my brother, and now I'm missing a cigar buddy. So
no, you can't come over to my house.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
you'll be marked for death. Yeah. Anyway, while I was down there, we had this favorite shop we'd get cigars at, and I cruised over there, and they had a bunch of Cubans in there.
Yeah.
And I bought, they're called Round, and Round. They were really inexpensive. And I said, are these any good? And she goes, everybody buys them here. So I thought, well, that's what the locals are buying. I'll try a couple. I brought them home, had one. I went back and bought like a great big container of them. They were like $3-4 a piece.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And they're
at
fantastic.
All.
And I'm usually buying $8 to $12 cigars. I'm thinking, why?
Yeah.
I can hardly get through a whole cigar half the time anyway.
Yeah, it's one of those things. There was a period in my life where I got into it, but I haven't smoked a cigar probably in 10 years.
And that's just me. I only have one every couple weeks. And
yeah.
I mean, if you're smoking them every day, yeah, you can burn up a whole big a Churchill or something. But now I tend to go for the smaller, lighter ones.
I'm the same way. Now, my wife, last time we had them, I had some buddies over, and we were sitting outside. We've got a little lower-level pond or whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and we're enjoying a Cuban and some fine bourbons, and we made the mistake. I left the back slider door open, just
nice.
A screen port.
No vacuum there.
Oh, my good Lord. My wife, I think she about burned all my clothing, and the basement smelled like a bar for quite some time.
Right. When we do our family Christmas or my wife's family Christmas, very often it's at our house because we have enough room for everybody and parking space. And I have a 3-stall, very big garage, and we always make that the cigar lounge. Well, one year we put the coat rack out there.
Yeah.
That was
really
the last
time.
Idea.
Yeah. One year. The operable. One year we did that, right?
So that has nothing to do with, you know, backyard ideas, but why would it?
Right. Brad, tell us about Garrett's. Where can we find you? Hours, that kind of thing, man.
You got it. So we're just kicking into some summer hours. We're going to be 9 till 5. And then on Wednesday evenings, we are open till 8 p.m. We have our Wyoming location, Kentwood location. We've got a ton of grills on display, a bunch of promos running this month. Again, free delivery on the local area, free build of your grill. So if you don't want to spend an hour and a half, 2 hours building your grill, let us do it for you. Tons of rubs, sauces. Just come in and visit us.
Yeah, right. You will not be disappointed. These guys are pros. They know exactly what they're doing, and they got great advice, and that doesn't cost anything. So,
and don't forget, they also have like all kinds of every appliance you'd want. And my wife loves your shop because that Kelvinator washing machine, best thing that ever happened to our house.
Cool, man.
It'd actually be a Speed Queen, but that's okay.
Speed
yeah.
Queen.
Right.
Sorry.
Kelvinator, no longer in business.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you listening each and every week, no matter what kind of washer you have. And we'll hopefully you'll tune in next week, and we'll talk about dryers. Stick with us. See you later. Bye.
See you.